And you know what? I got this. Hello and welcome to Poke Sports, a competitive Pokemon podcast. My name is Mike and I play with...
My name is Kevin and... Hey, listen, you ever like step up to the mic and you're like, I've got something to say. I forget.
Just imagine everyone in their underwear, Mikey.
That's it. I don't know, man. Sometimes I go up here and I'm like, I'm sitting in the same spot and I say, good afternoon, PokeSports, and welcome to another yada, yada, yada. Other times, once a week, much less often, I'll come up to the mic and be like, hello, everybody, and welcome to PokeSports, a competitive Pokemon podcast. I'm Mike, and although I'm 1 year older, 1 year wiser, I play with one Pokemon on the field.
Everyone say happy birthday to Mike.
Woo! It's my birthday.
He did it.
Yeah, Mike, that's Kevin. We're doing PokeSports.
He has, what, 39 Pokemon on the field right now?
39?
JK.
I can't.
I low-key said 39 because I don't know how comfortable you are saying your age. So.
I'm 32. It's fine. Okay. No, if I can listen back to this episode when I'm 39, I need to set myself like an alarm or something. Hey, Google.
Oh, no.
Set a reminder for 7 years from now. And then it's like, okay, what do you want to say? I don't know what I want
to
say.
Listen to episode whatever this is.
Yeah, exactly. Listen to episode 166. What Pokemon is it now that we said the number?
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
I actually lost count.
I love doing these because I know we forget about them often. We forget about them a lot.
I can deduce it, I think. Because mm-hmm. you go 151. Okay, I got to write it down.
Oh,
okay.
Boy.
151, that's Mew. We all know that one.
Yes.
Does Celebi come next or no? Or do we go like... No.
It goes right into, was it Chikorita? Okay.
Chikorita, Bayleaf,
151. That's 234.
152.
567 is the Cyndaquil line.
Okay, you do that. Yeah, you're
8960 is the Totodile line. So now we're six Pokemon past the starter. Okay, I feel like we talked about it just at the starter episode.
Okay, yeah. I think, okay, Sentret, Furret.
Okay.
So what number are we on?
That's 162. Furret, yeah.
162. I'm going to say Hoot Hoot Noctowl.
Sure, so that would be 164.
Spinarak Ariados. I'm saying.
So are we going with Ariados or are we going with Noctowl?
I'm going with Ariados.
Okay. And I will go with Noctowl, but I think you might be right. Oh, not both of us are wrong.
Oh, we suck. It's going to be like something dumb like Heracross.
Okay. So I'll tell you, you were right with Hoot Hoot and Noctowl. You were right with Sentret and Furret. There is one Pokemon line.
Oh, it's Mareep, isn't it?
No.
It's not Mareep either?
There's one, two Pokemon line before Spinarak and Ariados.
Hold on, I gotta go through Johto.
Johto's a little weird, because like after Ariados, we get into Crobat.
Oh, do we do
that? Yeah, it's weird.
Oh, because they throw in the 30 votes in there.
But no, you said they throw in a 30 vote, and then they go into Chincho and Lantern.
Is that today's episode? Lantern?
No. We're 166.
Okay, so you said it's another weird two family.
Yep.
That's exclusive to...
Absolutely. Would you like a Dex entry?
Oh, sure. Let's play Dex it. Screw it.
Cool.
Let's
go. It uses starlight as energy. When more stars appear at night, the patterns on its back grow larger.
Patterns on its back and starlight.
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh.
Okay, can I have a second Dex entry?
Absolutely.
You got a lot of them. It's Gen 2.
Oh, yeah. It is said that in lands with clean air, where the stars fill the sky, there live this Pokemon in countless numbers. There is a good reason for this, says the Pokedex. The Pokemon uses the light of the stars as its energy.
Oh, is this Pineco?
No, it's not, but wouldn't that be cool? The
Pinecone
Pokemon
guy.
Using the
Who's a night star. Guy?
It's... Surprisingly, not a night guy.
It's you've only said the word stars seven times.
I know, I believe it. Yeah. I want to see if there's another one that has better. In the daytime, when it gets warm, it curls up inside a big leaf and drifts off into a deep slumber. Maybe it is a night guy. I don't know. I don't ever think of it like that.
A deep slumber, big leaf.
Mm-hmm. Big leaf. It's a bug.
And it's not Spinarak or Ariados?
No.
And it's not... how many bugs are there? And it's not...
Lots.
Pineco?
No.
Or that line?
No.
Oh, okay. I was like, don't tell me... terrible. Don't tell me it's just Fortress and you're hanging me in here. Just well, tell me before you, the people keep yelling at me.
Yeah, this is the 5-star Pokemon.
Oh, no one knows this trash. It's Ledian. It literally has the worst base stats in the game for a final Evo. Have you seen Ledian base stats?
I don't think I have. I'm looking at it right now. 390 total. Oh, no. 35 attack. Wow.
Yeah.
55 special attack. Oh, okay. 110 special defense, though. Yo, okay, if we're talking about a Pokemon that's, you know, 110 special defense and 85 speed, I would say, hey, you know what? Good start. Looking over at the defense, that's 50. Fluttermane.
Look over at the HP.
HP, 55. Fluttermane. It's like Fluttermane if Fluttermane was bad.
Ledian is just Fluttermane.
Yeah. I mean, convince me that Ledian isn't Fluttermane. I don't think he can.
Jeez.
Its best move is Struggle Bug.
It's so sad.
No, it's actually Bug Buzz.
Oh, that's an improvement. Yo, it gets Tailwind. Hold up.
Whoa, hold up. Hold All up. Right, I guess Tailwind's you're using Tailwind. This Pokemon has been so bad that it hasn't been in the game since Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon.
Keep it out of the game.
Yeah.
Sword it's a really Shield, cool looking Pokemon. There might be some people that really like it because of the design. I'm there with you. I think it's a really nice design. Yeah. I just think it's hilariously bad.
Right. This is one of the Pokemon that you would see on a thumbnail for PokeSports at the end of a series.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would literally have to have another Series 12 with 7 months of gameplay, and this is the last day of Series 12.
Yes, this is final day of Series 12.
And then this is a Ledian with a Zacian Kyogre team.
Right, right.
As my Tailwind setter with Focus Sash. And that's it.
It's meant to set up Tailwind and die. Oh, no.
To the point where I use Surf instead of Origin Pulse so I can get it off the field. We did it.
Yeah, we did it.
We made
Congratulations. We found
team.
We found a good use for Ledian. Oh, the 5-star Pokemon.
That's so ironic.
It's a joke. All right. We're doing Pokemon today. We're talking Pokemon today. We've got quite a bit on the docket. We've got a little bit of something a little spoilerific. We're not going to get in too much about this, but we are going to get into it a little.
And
that's
going to
be at the end. We will warn you when we get there. Yes, it will be the last thing we do. So don't worry if you want to skip that part. But for now, we are going to be talking about Connecticut. We're going to be talking about a new raid den that's coming up. Of course, we got to talk about Ohio, and there is a little bit of fun stuff that we can get into with regards to Smogon. It's been a little while since we've done that, and you know what? Let's start with that. Smogon is, of course, the fan-created singles version of Pokemon that has been, well, I should say singles, but it has a doubles side to it as well, but it's basically a tiered system for Pokemon.
Most popular one is singles, yeah.
I need to work on my elevator pitch for Smogon. If anybody who works at Smogon knows an elevator pitch for it, let me know, because I'm down.
What are you?
What are you? But also, are you? Wow.
Rarely used. The jokes write themselves.
All right. Inside Smogon, every month, there is, well, at least every month when the meta is still new and fresh.
Every month when they care.
Right. There are rises and drops in their tiering system. So right now, what we have in front of us is all of the rises and drops for everything from, I think it's ZU to OU. Now, the way that that works is ZU is this tier of Pokemon that's like absolutely bottom of the barrel. you know, can't be used in any other format because they're so bad in the higher formats.
It's where you find your grunt pigs.
Right, exactly. You go up to PU, then you go up to NU, up to RU, up to UU, up to OU. PU is the stinky word. NU is never used, RU rarely used, UU underused, and OU overused. The Pokemon that are used a lot. Personally, and with the majority, I like to play OU. I like to play overused because that's most of the more popular Pokemon. That's most of the strong ones.
Most of the good stats, yeah.
Most of the good stuff. And then above that is Ubers, but Ubers is where the Pokemon are just like way too strong and usually include a lot of mythics, usually include a lot of legendaries, which
paradox ones nowadays.
Yeah. Which can be a little restrictive in its own way because you can't really bring most things up against those Pokemon because they're just so good. Yeah, that's a little overview of overused and Ubers and all those kind of tiers. So we have the tier changes for the month of May. And we're going to talk about, let's start with the rises. We've got RU to UU, rarely used to underused, that being Kilowattrol and Slowbro moving up to underused.
Moving up for very different reasons too, mm-hmm. right? It's like Kilowattrol is typically the I'm going to go fast and I'm going to hurt you with competitive and hurt you with, I guess, Wind Power plus Tailwind might actually be pretty decent in singles as an option for Kilowattrol. And then Slowbro is the opposite of the, hey, I'm going to click toxic and wait, you know?
Well, it's interesting that you say that because I actually looked up Kilowattrol just now.
Okay.
And I think the way that your VGC brain works and the way that a singles brain works, completely different. Your basic set for Kilowattrol is Hurricane, Volt Switch, Thunder, and Weather Ball.
And most popular ability is Volt Absorb.
That's right.
And least popular is Wind Power.
Yeah.
Bro, brain broke.
it's amazing how that works.
It's and then best friend is Pelipper, though. So it is
it used is, in yes. rain.
Yeah.
Correct. Hurricane. Mostly for Hurricane, yeah. And then with Slowbro's just always kind of been the tank. Surf, Body Press, Ice Beam, Psyshock.
It doesn't get toxic this gen, apparently.
Oh.
Actually, the most common set right now in OU is Assault Vested with Surf. Wow. With just Body Press and a bunch of special attacks.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. In singles, mm-hmm. you can actually use special attacking water types. Because you can click Surf, and that's still good.
Oh, okay.
You can't click Surf in doubles. That's why it sucks so much. Because you hit the ally. Oh, okay. So water types are still good. So I imagine Iron Bundle in singles. Does Iron Bundle get Surf? Because that's legit, dude. I'd do that over Hydro Pump any day.
Well, I will say that Iron Bundle is not in overused because it's in Ubers.
Uh-oh,
goodbye. And while it doesn't get Surf, it does have Hydro Pump, Freeze Dry, Ice Beam, and Flip Turn.
Okay, pivot.
Flip Turn actually makes a lot of sense for Iron Bundle.
Mm, pivot's very important. Singles.
Yeah, pivot. So I thought this would be actually really interesting for us to do is just looking at the Pokemon that are rising and dropping from these tiers to really like compare, contrast them to VGC. Would you put Kilowattrol in UU of VGC?
I would put it lower.
Really?
In my brain, I think Kilowattrol is just not even like a top 100 Pokemon. Because I think that's where VGC starts to see a lot of drop off. I feel like with VGC, you can probably say top 15 is like your OU.
Right.
Top 50, maybe your UU. Anything below that, it's like, oh, you're jumping into like not used or barely used and
right.
things like that.
That's interesting. Going from NU to UU, entering the UU, jumping up actually past RU.
Wow.
Is skipping Floatzel. Tier. That's Floatzel.
And correct me if I'm wrong, they haven't banned Terastallization in singles, right? I don't think so, right?
As far as I know, they have not.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and say they haven't. Right. Yeah, this makes sense. Floatzel with Water Terra, Wave Crash in the rain is actually hilarious. It's so good and it does so much damage that it actually saw some usage in VGC for a little bit in series
right.
one.
Yeah. Would you say that Floatzel is worth it now?
No. Rain's just the worst weather right now. I don't know what it is about rain. Rain went from being very good in series two with like Palafin and Pelipper and etc. to just mm-hmm. being forgotten.
Right.
Right. We're seeing Blizzard spam more than we're seeing rain. We're seeing Torkoal Sun more than we're seeing rain with Torkoal and Lilycole. We're seeing Titar Lycanroc more than we're seeing rain. Rain just taking such a step back, and I think that's probably because of we went from Smogon back to VGCs. That's probably because mm-hmm. Palance has taken such a precedent for a very long time.
That's
that
true.
People are like, I don't need rain to make my Palafin good. I just need a bunch of tanks.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm just looking at the verdict and closing thoughts for the SVOU suspect test for terastalization. And they said here, terastalization has proven to be a very focal part of each individual game in SVOU that Scarlet and Violet overused, and many times for novel reasons. However, some players cited their ability to adapt and even predict terastalization, which made it more manageable in their eyes. Over time, it became clearer that what type each common Pokemon terastalize into as well, which led to the invention of the Terra type index. With that said, there was still a degree of unpredictability and potentially unchecked strategy that came along with this mechanic as well, making the decision a very tightly contested one for the community. Given this, we had the most people obtaining voting requirements in the history of Smogon. While many people supported action, and the most popular action was adopting the reveal of Terra types at team preview, action failed to reach the 60% threshold. Eligible voters was 351. There were 346 votes in that. Action was 205. No action was 141. So less than 60% action in order to act on terastalization. So the majority was not enough, as a supermajority was needed. Terastalization remained fully legal in the SVOU metagame for the immediate future, and the generation started off with one of the most exciting opening suspects we've ever encountered. Terastalization will continue to shape our metagame in many different ways, so be sure to try it out yourself.
I think that's a good idea.
I respect that.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's a really good idea. The point they made, I can totally get that by being a VGC player. Like, you can look at a Glimmer and be like, he's going to be a Grass Terra. Mm-hmm. It's common sense. You can look at a Fluttermane and go, okay, it's going to be a Fairy Terra. You can kind of get a sense of what you're looking at. And you can kind of be like, okay, my opponent has not terastalized yet. I can go for this attack and one-shot him. He's probably going to terastalize this right. turn. Yeah, there is predictability to it. Yes, in theory, there are 18 different outcomes, but in all reality, there's really just two different outcomes and then maybe a third.
Right, you know? Right. You can toss in different Terra types on any Pokemon and think that you're being unique, but oftentimes by terastalizing into something that's kind of like wildly outside of the meta, you're not actually doing yourself any favors. You're not really helping out anything.
If you have an electric Terra, Terra Blast, Garchomp, seek some help.
There you go. Right? Like you're saying, like, hey, I'm gonna make my Garchomp weak to only ground, and that will be great.
Hey, I want my Garchomp to KO Pelippers.
Yeah, exactly.
That's it.
Just but that Pelipper. happens naturally in the meta already. This is why we have steel type everything right now for Terras, because things like Fluttermane exist. Like, that can't be anything but, because then Fluttermane just runs over everything.
Hey guys, are you surprised that Fluttermane was banned from OU's Scarlet Violet? I was listening to the Game Corner podcast this week, and they made a very good point that I realized it, but I never knew how to put it in words when it What's came that? To Fluttermane. Fluttermane's typing is so good that there isn't a single type in the game that it can't handle. It's not weak to two types that it can't hit back super effectively.
Give me an example.
So Fluttermane is part fairy, right?
Yep.
So that means it's weak to poison and steel. And it's also ghost type, so it's weak to ghost. So poison, steel, and ghost, you could still hit it back at least neutrally. There's nothing that resists both of its stabs. There's no nothing. Single type that resists both of its stabs.
Huh. Yeah, I suppose you're right.
So even if you're Fire Terra, a Shadow Ball is still going to hurt. You're right. Not safe. Even if you click Steel Terra, a Shadow Ball is still going to hurt. If you click Normal Terra, a Moonblast is still going to hurt. Like, there's nothing that can just sit in front of it and be like, try your best.
Right. And I mean, it's worth saying, yeah, there's no Terra type. However, I'm sure... What about like a Steel Normal? Is there a Steel Normal Pokemon?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. Huh.
It's a four times weak to fighting guy.
That's a four times weak to fighting guy. Yeah. But I mean, that's what I'm saying is like,
what about a fire normal? Okay. Fire normal. Fine. If you bring your Pyroars, you'll beat Fluttermane. You did it.
We did.
You have fire normal.
A Pyroar with some kind of steel move.
Heavy slam.
Heavy slam. We did it. We did it. We found the Fluttermane counter. It's Pyroar.
It's easy. So here's the thing. Pyroar is always slower than Fluttermane, right? Mm-hmm. So inevitably when Pyroar's in the game. Actually, it is in the game.
Yeah.
It's always going to be slower than Fluttermane.
It is in the game?
It is in the game, yeah. I remember seeing Pyroars. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, really?
On the mountains and stuff. You're never going to play it, but it's there.
I'm going to look it up. I'll tell you that much. Yeah, you're right. It's totally there.
Steel Terra, Terra Blast. You did it.
Huh.
They're never going to click Shadow Ball on you. You're a normal type. Steel Terra, Terra Blast.
But then you're still in the same problem where like...
No, but you're going to one-shot it, maybe.
I guess, maybe. I don't know.
I haven't calc this.
That's a really interesting call, though. Yeah, like it. There is no one type that Fluttermane just can't dance around.
Mm-hmm.
If you Terra something into Terra Normal to get around the Shadow Ball, Fluttermane's probably going to be going for the Fairy move first and foremost anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, like the Dragonite Terra into Normal is wise, I suppose. Because that
you'll live it better. Yeah.
You'll live your first fairy move better. But really, like at that point, you might as well tear it into flying and just and Terra Blast at times too.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Yeah. PU to NU.
Back to Smoga.
Yeah. PU to NU. Was Cacturne and Haunter. And honestly, I don't feel like we need to talk about that at all.
I'm glad Haunter's in the tier.
Yeah. A lot more Eviolite Mons in singles than in VGC.
Oh, absolutely. I'm super curious what is even used in OU and see if that even compares to VGC. Okay.
What kind of Eviolite users?
I don't know, just Pokemon in general. We got Great Tusk in OU.
Sure.
We see that in VGC.
Well, in fact, in OU, we see a lot of Great Tusk.
Oh, yeah. 56% usage. That is ridiculous. Well, there's no Fluttermanes there to stop them, right? So
that's fair.
They're just kind of running wild.
But what's interesting is Great Tusk is barely used for its fighting or its headlong rush.
It's barely used for Great Tusk things.
Yeah, it's a rapid spinner and a Stealth Rock setter.
Yeah. But it is like better Donphan. Yeah, it is better
Donphan. Wow.
Then we have King Gambit. King Gambit's one of the few Pokemon that is like kind of the same. But what's super interesting is that Supreme Overlord is 99.19% usage. People don't care about Defiant in singles.
You use King Gambit as your last Pokemon
and
Sucker Punch everything.
That makes so much sense. There's six whole Pokemon on a team. Mm-hmm. You're going to get boosted 5 times by Supreme Overlord if you bring
You're getting boosted through the roof with King Gambit.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You bring that out as your last thing. You have Swords Dance just in case you want to get yourself that extra times too. Because if you get King Gambit out as your last Pokemon on a favorable exchange...
Punch!
You get one Swords Dance up, get yourself a nice +2 attack. Sucker punch. You want to get poisoned? Not going to happen. You can't get poisoned. You're steel.
Wow. Honestly, a big reason why Great Tusk is probably... It's so interesting because if you look at the first three in this tier, they kind of have a triad, right? Because you have Iron Valiant, which deals with Great Tusk, which deals with King Gambit, and King Gambit, which deals with Iron Valiant.
It's the three starters of OU.
Yeah, Iron Valiant is next if you didn't get that from what I was just saying.
Sure.
Which is cool. Iron Valiant, you'd never seen that in doubles. Fairy fighting type, the first of its kind. Moonblast, Psyshock, Knockoff, Thunderbolt, Close Combat, Shadow Ball, etc. It can do anything.
Yeah. Yeah, this is one of those Pokemon where, like, it's a mixed attacker, and mixed attackers actually work in singles.
Mm-hmm. Greninja's actually pretty decent in singles, yeah.
Totally. So you just toss a Booster Energy Iron Valiant in there, and you're good to go.
Ruinous Legends are allowed in singles?
I want to say that they are probably not used very much.
I'm seeing Ting Lu here. Ting Lu is here.
Wo Chen is also there as well. But Chen Pao is not.
Are the other ones banned?
Chen Pao isn't used on the overused, which makes me think that it's probably... There it is. It's in Ubers.
Okay, so Chi Yu is probably in Ubers too.
Oh, yeah. That's 25% in Ubers, Chen Pao.
Wow.
Crunch, Swords Dance, Ice Shard, Ice Spinner. Similar.
Okay. Big Weavile, Scary Weavile. Got it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm curious where Chi Yu is. Is Chi Yu in overused?
No.
No. So that must mean it's in Ubers. No way.
I guess they were okay with 14%. Slowing the game down, but not speeding it up.
Dark Pulse, Flamethrower, Overheat, Fire Blast.
Not surprised.
Choice Specs Chi Yu is nasty.
Well, yeah, you go Choice Specs Chi Yu, Fire Terra, Overheat.
Yeah. Disgusting. Well, in Ubers, because then you also have Koraidon, Miraidon. So you can bring a Koraidon on turn one, set up the Harsh Sun, bring out Chi Yu, do nasty fire things with Beads of Ruin.
I am looking forward to this.
Yeah. Choice Specs, Beads of Ruin. Oh, we need to have an Uber showdown, though. An Uber Smackdown.
Dude.
Oh, I'm down. That's really cool. What a nasty team, because you can bring both. You can bring Koraidon and Miraidon in Ubers. And then they're usually brought together.
Because why wouldn't you?
Because why wouldn't you?
Yeah, yeah. Because now you can run Fluttermane, Chi Yu, Chen Pao.
Sure.
With Koraidon, Miraidon.
Sure.
It's ridiculous. Because you could have the Chen Pao next to the Koraidon. And you could have the Chi Yu next to the Miraidon. And the sun is up. And Electric Terrain is on the field. Screw it, put an Iron Hands there. use the Electric Terrain.
Usually Iron Treads is brought with Miraidon.
Iron who?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, you can use Walking Wake. I forgot about that. You can use Walking Wake on that team because in the sun. Walking Wake is OU. Wow.
Yeah, and it's being used 8%, yeah. What about Iron Leaves? Is that nope?
Where did it go? Where is it?
It has iron left.
It is iron out of here.
Okay, well that was cool. Yeah, let's keep going. We'll power through with the drops because the drops are actually what to me is most interesting. So going from OU to UU. So these were the Pokemon that were popular but due to them not being used as much have now dropped down a tier. And fallen into the tier below. So going from OU, overused, to UU, underused, we've got Armourouge.
That's surprising to me.
Cyclizar, Greninja, Samurott, Greninja. And Typhlosion. Both of them, the base regular forms.
I do think the Greninja Samurott, maybe not Greninja so much, but Samurott Typhlosion kind of feels like, oh, they started off OU because they were released this month and then we realized they're not that good, so let's drop them.
Sure.
The Greninja is a little surprising. I feel like Greninja is really good, specifically in singles, because of how well it does and how much it can do. But again, we do know that Protean had a big nerf this generation.
Right.
Which does affect it a lot in singles, because it is probably able to stay on the field for more than a turn and use different moves. Cyclozar, I'm surprised it made it this far in OU. I'm surprised it made it to May.
I'm surprised it was used at all. Yes, it was used as a rapid spinner. But when you have good rapid spinners, why bother, right?
Mm-hmm. And then Armor Rouge, I don't know, man. Armor Rouge is kind of cracked in my opinion, but I can also see why it's not good in singles when things like King Gambit and Great Tusk are running amok.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
What doesn't make very much sense to me is that Armor Rouge's second most used move is Destiny Bond.
What?
Yeah.
Armor Rouge?
Destiny, yeah.
What?
Armor Cannon, Destiny Bond, Expanding Force, and Calm Mind.
There has to be some kind of inside tech that I'm very unaware of.
It's got to be there somewhere. Yeah.
A lot of if it's a Focus Sash set.
Mm-hmm.
That
is exactly what's happening. Yeah, you're right.
So it's like weak armor, Focus Sash. You get hit once. You probably are going to die the next turn, but since you're faster, thanks to your weak armor, you click Destiny Bond and take him down with you.
Oh, snap.
I get it then. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let me explain this one more time, because now I get it. Because you have Focus Sash. You get hit once and go down to your Sash. Yes, you're at 1 HP, but your weak armor just triggered, so your defense is lower, but you don't care because you're at 1 HP anyway. Your speed just doubled.
Mm-hmm.
So you do your attack on that first turn. You hit your Expanding Force or your Armor Cannon. You don't even care about losing the defense on your Armor Cannon because, again, 1 HP. And then the next turn, you hit Destiny Bond, and then they hit you. You go down.
And they come amazing. With you. Yeah.
What? Oh, I love this. Singles is fun. Singles is fun.
They got text, man. They got text.
Yeah. And then the Samurott Typhlosion, we can't really speak to because we don't play with them.
Yeah, I don't know.
Not yet. UU to RU is Grafaii, Hawlucha, Iron Thorns, and Poltegeist.
It's crazy how Mecha Godzilla is in the same tier as a teapot. Anyway.
I know.
That's such a sad paradox Pokemon.
It's so unusable.
It's just worse T-Tar. They made T-Tar worse. Why did you think we would like this?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The rest of the Pokemon aren't really used too often in regular things, but I will say that Charizard has a very interesting place in OU singles right now. In OU singles.
Charizard's in the same tier as Spidops, dude. It's in the same tier as Crocolor, the second stage evolution of Fuecoco.
Yeah, right.
This is a Pokemon that gets solar power, dude.
Charizard and Doxbun are both in the same tier as Hisuian Zorua. Not Zoroark. Zorua. The baby one.
The small kind of guy.
Yeah.
Oh,
what
does
Hisuian Zorua even do?
Illusion.
Pikalytics won't even tell me because it doesn't know.
Illusion.
Illusion. Yeah. Okay. But wait, does Zoroark and, or sorry, does Zorua also have illusion?
Yeah, they both do.
Really? Oh. Mm.
So I'm guessing Zoroark is just probably in a higher tier. But like, you can really mess some things up just by having a Zoroark on your team, I guess. I still think it's not that great. I'm just, I'm impressed that Charizard is in the same tier as it.
Oh, for sure. Hisuian Zoroark is used pretty often. Shadow Ball, Grass Knot, Flamethrower, Nasty Plot. Like, it's used as what the tiers were using Zoroark for in previous generations.
That's fair. Yeah.
Yeah. You toss it out as something else, and then they're like, why is it going for Nasty Plot? What's this Great Tusk doing? And then it hits you with a Flamethrower, and it's like, oh, why is that Great Tusk going for Flamethrower? Oh, why is it hurt? Oh, it's a Zoroark.
Oh, it's not him.
Right,
it's his
exactly.
friend.
Yeah. It's his friend. I saw it in Team Select. but I forgot
it was there.
Yeah.
It's almost because like when
that
we
always
forget.
Happens because your eyes trick you. That's the point of illusion.
Oh, that's yeah.
The point. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. And I mean, there's a bunch of stuff that went from NU to PU, PU to ZU. Among them, we've got SpyDOPS dropping down to PU. We've got RU to NU being Indeedy Male and Whiskash, PU to ZU being Bennett and Electrode, Grumpig and Raboot, Stonehenge, Stonejourner and
Joiner.
And Wiglet or Wug Trio, I should say. but those are unimportant. Yeah. And that's that. That's singles for the month of May. I think it's really interesting to compare it to VGC and see what Pokemon are and are not used over here and over there.
Oh, absolutely.
That was there's a lot of stuff.
There's a lot of, I mean, that's just the ones that we decided to pick and prod for like 10 minutes or 15 minutes. That I'm surprised how in-depth things like this Armor Rouge tech goes, right?
Right.
Or things like the three starters of OU, how they just like kind of hit each other for super effective damage.
Yeah.
It's a fun time.
Overused right now kind of feels, or at first glance, looks like the battle between Great Tusk, King Gambit, and Iron Valiant.
Mm-hmm.
And then Golden Ghost steps in and is just like, hey guys, what you doing?
Incredible!
Dragonite pops in and he's like,
not holding back!
Oh,
hits you with the extreme speed. Fun fact, the Dragonite set in OU is very much like the Dragonite set everywhere else, where you've got extreme speed, well, Dragon Dance, Earthquake, Fire Punch, Outrage, Dragon Claw, that kind of thing. Some of them do use Encore, which is fun.
Ooh.
But the item is heavy duty boots because there you have to worry about spikes and not spikes, but stone
rocks. Dragonite with heavy duty boots.
Oh, yeah.
Dragonite with Encore is definitely that's a weird one. It feels weird to me, at least.
You see a Dragonite pop out and it's just like. And then you have to do your move again. And then they hit you with it and you're like,
Pokemon battles are full of surprises.
That's not the one I meant to hit. I meant to hit this one. But you know what? It's you'd say both.
Both work. Yeah. They're both very, very appropriate.
Incredibly appropriate.
Stop.
I'm sorry. All right. Let's talk real quick about Connecticut and Ohio.
Connecticut is above New Jersey and.
Tell me.
Beside New York. Mm-hmm. That is it.
Wow.
It is under Massachusetts.
Kevin, you are full of information.
It was one of the original 13 colonies.
Wow. We're going there.
Yes.
We're going there to Hartford, Connecticut this weekend from Friday to Sunday for the Hartford Regional Tournament. If you are listening to this podcast and you're going to be there, go and what should we say to people who listen to this and then see us? Ask us how the weather is up there.
Yes.
Yeah. Just say to us, how's the weather up there? And we'll shake your hand.
We'll know exactly what happened. Yeah. We won't forget this by the time it's Thursday.
No, I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it often. I'll say it often to you. Because I do want to remember this. I want to have people come up and be like, hey, how's the weather up there?
The first person that comes up, we're both going to be like,
what?
Oh, we remember that. Someone's going to trigger a memory.
Yeah. Yeah, do that one for us if you don't mind. Thanks. But yeah, we'll be competing. I haven't put together a team yet.
I have and have changed it 6 times. So
you've changed it. Okay.
I've changed it already.
Because you gave a bit of an overview last week. I think you said that you were going hard Trick Room.
I'm still going hard Trick Room, but I've just changed the Pokemon that are on it. Okay. I have decided that I will stop being creative and just copy a person who has consistent results with hard Trick Room, that being Len VGC.
Yeah.
I'm probably stealing one of his teams and changing one Pokemon or some EVs, and that's it.
And that's how you make it unique. That's how you make it you.
It's mine now. I put four in defense instead of special defense.
Wow. Amazing.
No, this is my team now.
Mm-hmm. That's what stops people, though, from looking at teams and being like, oh, I recognize this. Because, like, if you just change one Pokemon from it, they're like, oh, yeah, that's not my team. Like, no, it was. It definitely was.
It started off as yours.
Yeah, exactly. But I have not figured that out. I'm probably not going to be going Hard Trick Room. I'm probably not going to be going something super meta. I want to bring something kind of fun.
Just have our mods build you a team, man. At this point, just be like, hey, Rowan, what you bringing?
Like, yeah, maybe.
What you got? Can I just... Let's go together.
Yeah. So that's Hartford, Connecticut. That'll be fun. And then on Wednesday morning.
If you're listening to this, you got some work to do. Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. If you're listening to this on your morning commute, do note
pull that over.
Ohio, Columbus, Ohio internationals will be dropping registration very, very soon. This podcast drops at 6 a.m. EST every week. Let's see. Wave one of the event registration for Ohio will be dropping May 17th at 9 a.m. EST, 6 a.m. PDT. Wave two will be dropping at 5 p.m. EST, so after the workday. And then wave three, there are going to be three waves of Ohio registration. That next one drops at 1 p.m. EST on May the 18th.
And if you guys are asking yourselves why there are three waves, is because even Pokemon anticipates this to be very hard to get into.
Yes.
So refresh your browsers and don't wait.
Right at 9 o'clock. You got to get in right on time.
And if you haven't been to an internationals before, it is a very great experience.
It's the best one. The best one in North America.
Absolutely. For sure.
Yeah.
And there's going to be a pop-up store open to everybody.
Okay.
Pokemon Center pop-up store.
It would be a huge missed opportunity if they didn't do that.
Yeah. And they did it last year, so.
Yeah.
And the one from last year was really, really fun. I think you got a couple of things.
I did. I would have got more, but I just didn't want to take it back in my... in my suitcase. I didn't bring a suitcase. I brought a carry-on. This time I'm going to bring a suitcase, so I might bring some stuff back because I'm going to be in Montreal the week before.
Hey, you could squish plushies.
I can squish plushies. It's true. So yeah, those are the upcoming Pokemon events.
I like that. I can appreciate that's a new one.
I try to put in a new one every week. That's this week's sound of the week.
You guys have to try to find which one it is. Good luck. Well, we kind of ruined this week, but next week we'll hopefully remember.
Yeah. Hey, last week I asked a question and I just put a simple one out there. It was actually the default because I forgot to put a question. So by default, the question of the week was, what'd you think about this episode?
Oh, okay. Okay. So Can't wait to see what people think.
So talking about last episode, Fluttermania running wild. Ooh, yeah. Get it.
Is that your Macho Man?
Maybe. I don't know. Do you want to give me one?
Ooh, yeah, brother.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
Ooh, yeah.
Did he say brother?
They both did.
Oh.
Hulk Hogan and Macho Man both did. Okay. Randy Savage. You Macho know that Man, name.
Randy Savage. Yeah. Oh, totally. Yeah. Totally. Lucas is
showed you an image, you would.
Oh, I know him before looking at the image.
I wonder what he'll say now.
I know his voice. He stepped to a Slim Jim.
Yeah. Lucas says, great episode. The soundboard was funny. I love how in-depth you guys go into talking about the metagame. Well, thank you. That's beautiful.
I appreciate you.
Yeah.
Oh, Macho Man is so old now.
Oh, interesting. We've got Smart Cat and Espen here saying, why Fluttermania, not the Fluttermanians take over? The Fluttermanians. That's an interesting one.
Fluttermanians? I'm a Fluttermaniac.
and that bundle over there. Also, please don't become too much of a serious sports because I love the goofiness while still being informative. 10 out of 10.
Well, good news for yous.
We're not going anywhere, baby.
Good news for you. Have you heard the intro to this specific episode?
Have you heard the first 45 minutes of this episode? All right, Pokemon the Fourth just dropped this one. You know what? We're gonna do it right here. Hey, can you please rate my team? Hands, Mane, sure. Chiyu, Tinglu, Amoongus, Gyarados.
Perfect.
It's wonderful. Iron Hands, Fluttermane, Chiyu, Tinglu, Amoongus, and Gyarados. I see nothing wrong with this team.
I'm trying to think of something wrong.
Can you give me some tips for this team? I usually open with Hands and Fluttermane. I just started the fifth, but I've been listening for a while. The fifth? The fifth episode?
I appreciate that.
Wow. Wow. Opening with Hands and Fluttermane isn't bad.
I don't think it's awful.
Fake out one Pokemon and blow that Pokemon up.
The only thing that I see that might be an issue with this team is that if you don't take advantage, it's a very defensive team, right?
Okay.
You don't have a lot of damage output. The majority of your damage output is the Fluttermane. So if you don't take advantage of pivoting when it comes to predicting the moves, you are not going to get a lot done. Right, you got to assume that, hey, they're going to go for a ground move on my Iron Hands, let me swap into Gyarados. You have to assume that, hey, they're going to go for a fire move onto my Amoongus, let me swap into my etc, my Tinglu or my Gyarados again.
Yeah,
and you just have to always have a way for the Fluttermane to just continuously do damage, because even though you have an Iron Hands there, Iron Hands doesn't have the speed necessary to blow something up. It kind of has to eat something and then, you know, have its cake later.
Yeah. I would say that your first turn is going to be the most interesting thing about your game. If you're leading with Iron Hands and Fluttermane, your first turn can be incredibly interesting. Most people would expect you to go for a fake out on that first turn and blow up somebody with Fluttermane, like I said at the very beginning. But if you go about it a different way and maybe set up your Iron Hands on that first turn,
Swords Dance,
go for
hands?
A Swords Dance, maybe go for a Belly Drum if you're feeling real cheeky, you can set up the rest of your game super easily, and then just hit things with drain punch all day. Your Fluttermane, you can maybe go for a Dazzling Gleam or a Moonblast, you can maybe go for a substitute, you can maybe go for something else. But I think that most of the time, if you're leading with that, assume that the Pokemon that you want to fake out is going to protect, because it is probably one of the more obvious plays. So yeah, you can just make some very interesting setups in anticipation of that.
Another good turn one to consider is maybe trying to juke your opponent out by just leading with the Iron Hands and the Fluttermane, and then hard swapping the Fluttermane out into a Tinglu. A late game Fluttermane is almost never a bad decision, and the Tinglu can almost eat anything that will one shot the Fluttermane.
Right.
And on top of that, it also gives you a free opportunity to set up that Swords Dance if you do run Swords Dance. Because that's just going to be like, everyone's going to look at Fluttermane and be like, I'm gonna attack the stupid ghost. I hate it. And you do that hard swap, you waste their time, and you get an advantage at the same time. The team is really good. It just takes a certain play style to play it well. So if you can master that, it's going to do great.
Totally. Looks like Sylveon Mewtwo changed their name to Mewtwo and Ultura, which I think you would know. What Ultura is? Do you know? I know. Now I know.
Oh, hi.
Hi? Oh, no, I don't know.
A-L-T-U-R-A or U?
Oh, hey, I love your podcast and I only started listening last year, but I've loved it ever since. In case you haven't noticed, I'm Sylveon Mewtwo with a new Monster Hunter name. Catch.
Oh, it's Monster Hunter.
It's a Monster Hunter name, yeah.
I played only Rise, though.
Oh, okay.
I did play it very religiously, but I've forgotten all of it. Yeah.
You know, that's like Shin Megami Tensei for me. I really like the SMT series. I don't remember anything about it at all.
You just remember liking it and that's it.
Yeah, I remember having fun with it and then this is done. Same kind of thing with like Persona. Like I like it. I like the games. Mm-hmm. They're fun to play. And I like when I get into it, I get into it. but I don't remember it all. It's 3 days, and then I wake up and I'm like, where am I? 3 days, 80 hours in, and I'm like, well, I've transcended.
I should shower soon.
I should probably shower soon. No, real gamers play in the shower.
Perfect. Are you a real gamer?
Yeah.
I wonder when it'll get old.
Listen.
How long before we anger somebody? Where's our one-star review?
No.
Never.
Never. Never. They wouldn't be holding back. I'm not going to press it. All right. So let's get into the spoilerifics. So this is for you, the listener who does not want to be spoiled on things. This is the end of the episode. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week. Have a good one.
If you're trying to determine whether or not you want to be spoiled, what we're going to be talking about is some returning Pokemon from Pokemon Home and their moves that changed and stats that changed.
Yes.
That is it.
All right. So I will give you one last chance. Think about it. Do you want to listen to some Pokemon that are coming back and some of their returning moves and some of their deleted moves? Is that something that interests you? Well, then stick around because that's what we're doing today. Okay, so there has been a data mine of all the Pokemon returning to Scarlet and Violet.
Gen 10 Australia.
Gen 10 Australia. A diet of mine. Oh, no. And we've got a list of them. A massive spreadsheet was dropped by the leakers talking about which Pokemon were coming back and their move sets that are being added to and the move sets that are being reducted. And there's a lot. There's a lot of
reductions. Yeah. There's I'm looking at specifically reductions. A lot of Pokemon are losing a lot of moves.
But in the interest in making things interesting for the listener, we have cut those reductions way down. Mm-hmm. And I think we have a list of, what is that? It's got to be 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 Pokemon that are coming back. And some of their more interesting moves that they're going to be getting. Kevin, do you want to start with one?
Oh, yeah. We'll start right away with Zamazenta actually being usable, ?
Oh, my gosh. I can't wait.
What? I mean, they did nerf Zamazenta and Zamazenta Crown in terms of base stats. It lost 10 attack because Zacian lost 10 attack, and I guess they were trying to be fair. And it also lost 5 in both defenses when it comes to the Crown form. But they finally gave this fighting type with a +1 defense when it enters the field, Body Press.
Finally. It was the major concern for Zamazenta for the longest time. It's like, why did they give it this really amazing defensive ability and no attack to use it?
And you know what else is cool that I'm just like looking at it right now?
Yeah.
Everyone used to use Behemoth Bash before because it was just a base 100 steel move that doubled in Dynamax damage. There's no Dynamax anymore. So in theory, there might be special cases for Heavy Slam because that's a base 120 at maximum. And Zamazenta Crown is a heavy Pokemon. So that's kind of cool that it did also learn Heavy Slam this time around. Also,
it is very unfortunate that it didn't get Steel Roller. Because I do feel like Steel Roller is going to be usable, very usable in Miraidon meta.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, you have a Pokemon that is just setting up terrain like more often than not. And in at a point where like people can use Miraidon, people will be using Miraidon.
Mm-hmm. And on top of it all, we talk about how many move pool deletions there are. Mm-hmm. While that sounds like a bad thing, I low-key think it could be a good thing because it could mean that they're introducing new moves or that there is maybe move tutors on whatever new DLC exists, because you can't just take nearly 100 moves away from, say, Mew and expect it to be okay.
They took a lot of stuff away from Mew.
More than 100. There's so many moves here that they took away from Mew.
Yeah, it's very strange because Mew is supposed to be the Pokemon that could just learn whatever. But that's maybe that thing. Like actually breaks it in terrestrialization. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. It gets a stab on everything now.
Not only does it learn everything, but it's also good at everything. Yeah, I don't know. Zamazenta actually unlearns coaching in this generation.
Yeah, a little sad, but it could be worse.
A little sad, but again, I'm wondering that if coaching is going away, if there's some kind of replacement for that. Or if people are just expected to use Howl for attack. Like, I don't know.
Honestly, I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah. Regieleki, let's talk about next. Regieleki, a lot of these have the caveat that like everybody's getting Terra Blast, right? So like you can use that on everybody. And also, you know, terrestrialization as a mechanic for a lot of these Pokemon is going to be really broken. Regieleki, I don't really think is one of those Pokemon where you are going to want to terrestrialize it into anything but just more electric. But I don't know, maybe you want to change it into something that can resist ground, like a flying type or something like that.
I think like the most common one might be ice, just so you can hit a ground type if you have to. Yeah, maybe just like an ice type Terra Blast. The thing with Regieleki is that Regieleki is got a lot worse.
Right.
They took away a lot of moves. Not only did Regieleki have no coverage before, the coverage that it did have, Assurance, Bounce, they took it out. It has even less coverage now. And on top of that, it can't Screech anymore, which was a big thing, being that fast and being able to Screech. I don't know, man. Regieleki is looking worse and worse next to Iron Bundle the more I see it.
But that is one of the Pokemon where Terra Blast is going to be your major thing. Regieleki is basically going to be your super fast terrestrialization Pokemon if you're going to be using it at all.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't know if that's enough to make it the terrestrialization Pokemon.
I will say this, an electric Terra Regieleki with Transistor Boost is going to hurt a lot.
Yeah.
And if you that's, could specs that too, that's a lot of damage.
If you see a team on your opponent's side that isn't running a ground type, what?
You could put it next to Chiyu too.
Next to Chiyu. I hate this. If you see a team that doesn't include
terrain,
I hate this so much. If you see a team that doesn't have any ground type Pokemon, that's your first green flag. Like, you know, at the beginning of Mario Kart where it goes ding, 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 ding. You enter the game, you see no ground types. Ding. You go in, nobody terrestrializes ground. Ding. They start the battle, your opponent terrestrializes, it's not ground. Ding. You send out your Maridon, electric terrain drops on the field. Ding, done. Just whoosh, thunder here, thunder there.
Thunder here,
thunderbolt.
There.
Thunderbolt.
I'm
follow
calculating
me
it right now.
On the other Pokemon, it's going to be nuts.
I'm going to Calca Thunder just for extra fun.
Oh, I hate this. Good. While you do that, I'll go into Rillaboom. Rillaboom is losing both Grassy Glide and High Horsepower, which is a little scary. I don't know if that's, you know, Rillaboom breaking. It might be. It does get Trailblaze, I guess, but nobody's really using Trailblaze right now. It gets Low Sweep, but I don't think people are really going to be using Low Sweep. So really, it's just losing two moves off of its core kit. On top of that, it's losing Darkest Lariat. So like the thing that you would probably replace it with is also going away. So
that's super sad. Okay, I finally calced it.
All right,
252 plus special attack, choice band, specs, transistor, electric, Terra type, Eleki Thunder versus 0 HP, 0 special defense, Ledian can kill it 5 times over.
It is the 5-star Pokemon.
Oh, wait, I have no electric terrain on the field. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Put that electric terrain on the field.
Yeah. It is a 476.9% to 563% guaranteed OCO.
Oh, wow. So you're encroaching the sixth life.
I'm getting close. Yeah. I can helping hand boost it.
Oh, my God. Do it. Do it.
It is now a 932 to 1,100 damage move. 846.1%. damage.
That so Ledian,
I kill eight Ledians, eight and a half.
You've destroyed its grandchildren. Like Ledian and its whole family tree gets exploded.
With no context, I'm gonna post this on the PokeSports general chat Discord. Good.
That sounds fun.
No one will know for a week of what's going on.
Wow. If you're on the Discord, if you're on the PokeSports Discord, here's what I want you to do this week. Listen, if you're still here at this point, I want you to go on the damage calc and I want you to make the most ridiculous amount of legal damage that you can do to any given Pokemon. I want to see what the highest amount of calcable damage potentially is.
Oh my goodness, I made it a level one Ledian.
Perfect.
I'm going to send this one to you just because it's funny.
You made it a level one Ledian and died 17 times.
No more.
More. Oh my gosh. 237K% damage.
I killed a whole state of Ledians.
You've murdered all of the Ledians. They're all gone.
With one thunder.
One thunder. Oh, boy.
Let's make it a level 100, Regieleki.
This could be a whole game. I'm going to make an announcement about this on Wednesday. I'm going to schedule a thing right after we're done this, challenging the people of the Discord.
Break our damage calculator.
Try to make the most amount of damage. Because Kevin has almost reached 1,000,000%.
I can make a Letty, but hold on.
252 plus special attack, choice specs, transistor, electric, Terra-type, Regieleki, helping hand, thunder, versus a 0 HP, 0 special defense Letty, and affected by beads of ruin in a electric terrain, is 888,000% damage.
Okay, I did 1,000,000. You're welcome.
Kevin has reached 1,000,000. How did you do it?
Lettyba.
It's a Lettyba now.
Instead of Letty, and it's a Lettyba.
There are better Pokemon out there, I'm sure. This probably is like an easier challenge than I might be making it out to be, but I want to see how easy that is. How high can people get in terms of damage? Does it have to be? Yeah, anyway.
I technically could make it a negative special defense nature with zero IVs. I could still go more. Like, there are things you can do to just really stretch this thin.
Yeah, okay, but that's why I say legal. Like, I want something that could happen in-game.
No, theoretically. So not a level one Lettyba is what you're...
You can get a level one Lettyba.
Yes, and I can get a level one Lettyba that has a negative special defense nature with zero special defense IVs.
A negative spec. Oh, it's a nature. Yes. Absolutely, you can do
at
that.
At negative six, if I really want to go
at minus six, for sure.
Yeah. Oh, I went to negative six. It is now 4,000,000 damage. 4,000,000.5.
Wow. See, okay, so just through conversation alone, Kevin was able to get to negative to 4,000,000 damage. 4,000,000% damage. I'm curious what you think you could do. It's all about percent, by the way. So HP does actually factor into this, kind of, because if you're level one, you've like five HP, right?
Oh, that's true. Zero HP IVs.
Right.
I'm now at 4.8 million.
Ba-boom. There you go. Okay, let's get off of this. I will post this announcement on the Discord. Go on over to the Discord if you're curious.
We're having fun. Let's stop.
What the next official rules are going to be. Yeah, I'm having too much fun. I need to stop.
Series
Pokemon battles are full of surprises.
Groudon.
This is going to be crazy.
Going to be absolutely nuts.
A lot
Groudon
of people
is getting Beauty Press.
Oh yes, a lot of people like looked at Groudon like, oh, it's the Groudon killer. Groudon does what Groudon used to do better than what Groudon used to do. But now,
when you said Kiridon, which one did you mean?
Koridon, the sun one.
Got it.
So Koridon,
yeah,
is an offensive threat when it comes to sun. Has a pretty interesting typing. One would say better than Groudon. But the thing that Groudon does better now is that it can be a supportive fire type. I mean, not fire type, a supportive sun setter. A lot better than Koridon can. With Body Press, Helping Hand gets Will-O-Wisp now. You can go full HP, full defense. This thing has 100 base HP and 140 defense. You don't need attack.
Right.
You know? And then just hit things with a lot of damage.
You can hit things for a lot of damage with Groudon right now. Yeah. Will-O-Wisp. Wow. Will-O-Wisp is an interesting one. Will-O-Wisp, Helping Hand. Just fully defensive. Make it your tank. Ground is already a great typing on this already. So I don't know. Yeah, it might be worth it.
Might be a set out there. Who knows?
Yeah. Kyogre is another one that they're changing up a little bit by adding Helping Hand.
They're giving so many Pokemon Helping Hand, and that's what I've noticed. Even Pokemon that don't have hands like Kyogre and has fins instead gets Helping Hand. Gyarados has Helping Hand. Literally no hands, but it's there.
Kyogre is one of the Pokemon that's kind of heavily affected by losing Scald, but keep in mind it does still have Hydro Pump, so you're gonna be okay. It still has Origin Pulse, so you're gonna be okay. And it does get Chilling Water now, so yeah.
I mean, this is probably one of the only Chilling Waters that'll probably still do damage.
Sure.
Because it'll have the rain boost to help it out a little bit. It won't be a base 50 move, it'll be a base 75 move on a base 150 special attack Pokemon.
And something interesting to mention is that if you just put Terra Blast on that and you have Terra Fire, if they bring out the sun to counter your rain, you're good. Just Terra Fire.
Yeah, or Terra Grass.
Terra Grass.
You could smack them.
You could smack them, exactly.
It helps you with the Gastrodon matchup if you're Terra Grass.
Very true.
Not walled by Gastro anymore. You now have a Grass Stab as a Kyogre.
Urshifu was changed up quite a bit. It did lose coaching. I actually thought that it still had coaching, but it did lose coaching. Lost Darkest Lariat. Lost Superpower, which was kind of relevant. Lost Throat Chop, which was relevant. But now both of them, both Rapid Strike and Single Strike, have Swords Dance, which is something they didn't have before.
Terrifying.
It's scary.
When you give Swords Dance to a Pokemon that has a guaranteed crit move, run. That is a lot of damage. Yes, Wicked Blow did get nerfed by 5 base powers. So in theory... I guess
but
Rapid
in theory,
Strike
it got,
is better.
It got buffed by 2 times.
Yeah, in theory, you can click Swords Dance now, which is crazy, right? The fact that you can click Swords Dance on a Pokemon with base 130 attack that has a guaranteed crit move that's also stab that you can times 2 a stab because you can Terastalize now. Terrifying. Swords Dance, Urshifu, Rapid Strike in the rain next to a Chien Pao. Being able to break through Protects with Terra Water.
Yeah.
What is that damage?
What is
that? Cracks through your sash. Nice try, sash. Yeah, that's going to be pretty good. And Rapid Strike gets Ice Spinner too, so it has an Ice Stab. Not Stab, but it has a nice coverage move.
It could be Stab if you Terra Ice.
Anything could be Stab. We did it.
Anything can be Stab now.
Anything is possible.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you one thing that's not possible. Using Glacier in the new meta.
I'm so sad. You know me. I love old Greg. I love Bonnet. I love Loaded Dice. It's a cool thing. It's a lot better than I anticipated it to be. I was so excited to use Icicle Spear Loaded Dice Glacier. I can't have it anymore. They took it out.
No,
they
Icicle
nerfed
Spear
this thing to the ground.
No Icicle Spear on Glacier. No high horsepower on Glacier.
It's a horse.
Why did they take out the horse?
It is the horse.
They took out the horse. They took out Superpower on Glacier. That was something I actually used.
Throat Chop. All of its moves, they're all gone. I don't know what it gets anymore.
Zen Headbutt.
Oh boy. It got
Zen Headbutt.
I can't wait.
Trailblaze and Snowscape. Now, again, I do think that this will be replaced with some kind of move tutor.
It'll have a different move
that they're trying to work on right now that they just haven't revealed yet. But I'm sure it will be usable in some way.
They probably just nerfed it because it needed to be nerfed, which I agree with. Look at those stats. I every time I look at Gracier, I'm like, oh, and I thought that Ting Lu was bad. Look at this thing.
They made a Pokemon with 530 base stats and 30 speed.
That's so 580, Mike.
580 base stats and 30 speed. So that 550 stats distributed among five things. And its special attack, by the way, spoiler alert, it sucks. So it's still usable with, like, wow, 500 or so base stats distributed among four relevant stats.
Oh, yeah, you bet they made that Pokemon. 145 base attack. And remember what we said, the 135 is the magic number for a good stat nowadays.
Yeah, yeah.
That cracked it by 10.
Yep. While still having high HP and special defense and high defense. So it's like Fluttermane, but good everywhere. you pop an assault vest on a Glacier and like you have just too much. You have too much.
Mm-hmm.
Your relevant stat total is crazy. And then last but not least, we've got Tornadus. Tornadus is one we wanted to talk about because it gets weather.
Literally every weather in the game is now Tornadus's.
Yeah.
Which is really cool, I think. It does open up a lot of room for Tornadus, especially in a meta where we don't know if we get Whimsicott back or not. It's not on this list because it's not in the data mine. It's not confirmed. But Tornadus is. Tornadus is one of the few prankster Pokemon with Tailwind that we get back. We can finally stop using Murkrow with Sunny Day. Why were we going to use Murkrow when we have Tornadus, which can hurt things a lot more?
Mm-hmm.
And you know what's really good about self-setting weather? Is that you do it after the fact. You do it after the switch-ins. You can't switch in a Torkoal and be okay because Tornadus can be like, nope, rain.
Yeah. That was and a now, good snap.
Thank you. And now we get, in case, did we actually just say we didn't actually say the moves it's getting. It's getting Sandstorm, Snowscape, Sunny Day, and it already has Rain Dance. You can literally choose any of the four weathers with Prankster. And
it's amazing. It's amazing. And for some reason, it's getting Metronome, which I just like that.
There you go. That's a Sunday battle right there.
Just you know?
Six Tornadus Metronome battle. Let's.
I'm looking at some of the things that it's losing. That's very funny. So it's getting all of these weather moves, but you know what it's losing? It's losing Weather Ball.
I get it. Or else you have an ice move, a rock move, a fire move, and a water move.
Yeah, yeah. You can just kind of do whatever. But no, there's a lot that is to be said about a prankster weather setter that can just kind of be the flavor of whatever you want it to be.
Mm-hmm. Very versatile.
Yeah. I'm looking through the moves that it's losing, and it's not really losing anything that it was using before. I mean, maybe Defog, maybe Knockoff for you single folks out there, but I doubt that you were using Tornadus anyway.
No, they were using Tornadus for like Swagger
and
Taunt and
sure is still getting that.
And Hurricane. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It is losing superpower. That I remember is a move that some people were using.
Tornadus Therian definitely got a big nerf with these move drops, but Tornadus Prankster, that's gonna go hard.
Yeah, totally, totally. All right, well, that's it for the leaks. That's it for that. Make sure that you go on the Discord this week and go and calc up some interesting.
Madness. Attack totals.
Madness, yes. Now remember, they do need to be legal. Hatching something from an egg, totally legal. Hatching it with zero IVs, totally legal. Zero EVs, totally legal. Making it minus six in battle, totally fine. Changing its base stats, no. Nah, you can't do that.
That don't slide.
That don't slide. I need to be able to verify this myself. Honor system. Yes. Well, it's barely an honor system. I can go and check any of these.
But will you?
Yeah, I totally will. I want to see the highest total. And yeah, I will verify.
Will you verify? Yes, I will.
If I see the highest
time in Hartford.
Listen, if I see the highest one, I will do it.
I like that.
Reggie Rock is so cool, man.
Some Foley artist had to make those noises, and I don't know how they did it.
You know what?
You realize that?
Back. Yeah. If you want to catch us in Hartford, Connecticut, make sure you go and do that. That'll be fun. Otherwise, you can go and watch us on YouTube, because we'll still be putting out videos every day because we are crazy people. Yeah, that's youtube.com/pokesports.
Kevin, you have anything to plug this week?
No, Mike, I'm fine. Mike, do you have anything to plug? No, I'm good too. Well, then we'll see you next week.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye, folks.